Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Lots of information about lots of different things. How are your finances today? Do you feel like you're moving ahead? Are you stuck? Are you going backwards? We'll talk about that and many other things in the hopper for this Tuesday, the 7th of March. We've had 7 days, half September. No, that's 31. Okay, so let's not get that confused or have people confused with it. The lovely laugh of Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Would you say that's a sexist if I say a lovely laugh? You know,
people
you can't say much of anything.
Why is
lovely.
That sexist?
I'm lovely. Yeah, I have a
yeah,
lovely
you are
laugh.
Very lovely.
I'm lovely, yes. Wouldn't it be lovely if we had as many different optimistic things to talk about? Yesterday, I was kind of grumpy because the things that we were talking about made me grumpy. That happened. I guess I could do a better job of selecting things, but sometimes I don't feel like we can leave out certain things, even if they make us all grumpy. You know what I mean, Jay? There's some things that
yeah, there's just some news topics that we still have to hit.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. However, the path to greatness is something that you would, the great people. I was, for some reason or other, I let myself get distracted last night, and I was looking up different radio hosts that I either listen to or I know, just to kind of see where they are and what's going on with them if I haven't talked to them. Many of us get together at the Talkers Convention in June every year. But then there are those who are music people that I may have been with early on that I have not paid much attention to or I haven't been in touch with. It was really interesting to see where some people are in their markets or where they're doing their national programs. And then I had a visit from my sister, and she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm looking up some of these radio people that I haven't talked to for a long time. She said, have you ever looked up you? And I said to her, no. I never have looked up me. Why would me?
You don't Google yourself? Your
no,
name?
Never.
See what comes up?
Nope. Well, I did last night, and I was surprised at the page after page after page after page after page. And then I thought to myself, where do they get this information? Where does it come from? And I guess that I'll turn to you for that. Whenever anybody, whether you're running a business, whether you're involved in politics or you're involved in great things and whatever, you look up your name and you may be surprised. I guess that's the lesson. Look you up and find out what is there, and what does that mean in there? There, that place, whatever is there. It's, you know what I'm saying? Just there. And it's pretty amazing, actually. So, I don't mean
I love Googling
means.
My name.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's not that I'm Googling myself. I Google my first name, which is Jessica, and then my maiden name, just to see other people. Because, you know, everybody, there's so many people that have
somebody
the same
else.
Name. I want to see other people who share my name and what they're getting into. And there is one woman who's kind of prominent in getting arrested a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not necessarily good. No,
that one's not me, but I don't know why I get fascinated checking, Googling my name to see what other people with my name
well,
are getting into.
Here's a good reason to do it. If you're looking for a job and someone who is a potential employer Googled your name, doesn't see your picture, doesn't really know who you are, they just put your name into the search bar and something comes up, as you were suggesting, about somebody else. Like there is another Jennifer Horn who is politically active in New Hampshire. There's one other Doug Steffen that I found only because a listener said that she Googled me and it came up with a college professor in Windsor, Ontario. There's apparently somebody. There is nobody else named Dudley Steffen, which is my given name, but there are a couple of other Doug Steffens. And you think to yourself, what are the chances? Because Steffen is an unusual name, and it's a derivative of Stephanopoulos or something like that. Yeah, it's a European connection to either Germanic or Greek. And so, you know, you think to yourself, okay, That doesn't mean that somebody's going to be like you. They just have the same name as you. You are so unique. So if you go back to if you're trying to nail your next job interview, make sure that whatever information is out there on you specifically is about you. And you can point to, you could, you know, make sure in your job, if you're filling out applications or if you're going to give them a little description of you, that you can say to them, if you're going to Google me, here's what to look for. Maybe that's, is that helpful to people who are trying to find a solution?
Oh, sure that is, yes. And a lot of employers nowadays will ask for your social media handles because they want to see how you present yourself to other people.
Very much so.
Through things. Yeah, they want to make sure that you are not saying something or projecting a certain mentality that may not fall in line with their brand.
Right. All right, let's see what's going on here with our manhunt, these missing Americans captured in Mexico. So both our country and the Mexican authorities are searching for four Americans who were kidnapped late last week. The citizens were driving through a couple of different parts of the northern part in a white minivan when a group of unidentified gunmen held them up. This sounds like a movie, doesn't it, or a TV episode?
It does. This is so scary.
It is. So, well, this is a warning to people who are going to go to Mexico because I think it's a good place for a vacation. I've only been one day in Tijuana. I have no interest in going to Mexico. Never have, even though Jennifer and her family used to go down to Cabo all the time. It's a great place for Americans to go. I just, there's something about it that doesn't appeal to me at all. And so, anyway, these people haven't been identified. There was a confrontation, according to the president of Mexico. There was a death. Some innocent Mexican got caught, but got killed, apparently. But they're saying they have no higher priority than the safety of their citizens, and that's to be expected. It's their country. Officials from a couple of different law enforcement agencies here working with the authorities there to get what they say is, quote-unquote, a safe return. What do you expect them to say? And so, anyway, the investigation continues. Press secretary in the White House said they're closely following this unacceptable assault and kidnapping. What the hell does that mean? They're so flaccid in their responses to things. They just are. They're weak, and this information is useless. What would you expect? You think the government's not going to be involved in it? So maybe give us a little more information or just don't say anything at all. The Mexican authorities say, the president says, I think it'll get resolved. Okay, that's what I hope. All right. So there's another kind of...
So it kind of makes you hopeful that they feel like there is enough proof of life.
Yeah, I suppose that they must have... There's an objective here someplace, and the objective probably isn't solved or addressed by killing them. Maybe there's some other thing. There was an episode of FBI on last night that I caught that had to do with the drug lord in New York City and what was happening to one of the FBI agents. And, you know, it's like this stuff. And it brings you around to thinking. Here's my thought process on this. And I wonder how many of you think the same when it comes to drugs. The use of drugs, the illicit drugs. How in the world did this ever get started? And now the line that is blurred between illicit black market drugs and drugs that are available over the counter or under prescription that are just as bad for you or worse. Drugs are drugs are drugs. And so we get hazed up about this and we think about our drug usage in this country. We have become a drug dependent society, whether it's legal or illegal. Mm-hmm. We're on way too many drugs. And all you have to do is watch the television or listen to this program. I guess I'm not kissing the baby that brings in the bathwater here, but I think that we have way too much. Do I turn the money away? No, I don't. But I will tell you what I think, and that's probably more than most other hosts will tell you. They buy the time and they tell their story. Okay, so I'll tell my story, my end of the story, and I think we're in trouble. And we've been in trouble for quite a long time.
Well, but also medicinal kind of medications and drugs, and it goes back to what we always talk about, Doug, that too many doctors are just masking up what the issues are. They're not actually figuring out why something is happening and working to prevent it from further happening. It's just, well, okay, well, we're covering up your symptoms.
There's drugs. There's drugs for that. I remember a doctor told me that once. There's one more thing that I want to call everybody's attention to in this portion of the program. This group of senators who have launched a multi-pronged effort to help you make better decisions about your claim to Social Security benefits. Have you heard about this? The letter which proposed the legislation suggesting that Americans are confused about their options and that the Social Security Administration is not doing a good job at communicating. Duh. What government agency is doing a good job of communicating? You got all these benefits, supposedly, all of this stuff. Try dealing with the SBA. During the SBA, during the pandemic, there was opportunity to for business people like me, small business people, to borrow money at a low interest rate. And now, when you're trying to pay it back, try to communicate with somebody and get a straight answer on how you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. It's just typical of the government, and it's back to now people say, well, what are we going to do? That's up to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. So anyway, these senators, both Republicans and Democrats, are on this to try to force the Social Security Administration to take a more proactive measure and approach to providing you with the tools and the resources you need to determine how to set yourself up and your families up for the security that you have kicked into, and you get paid, you get your money the second Wednesday of every month. So I just don't bother with them because it's too frustrating. I have to bother with the SBA because I want to pay the loan back, but I'm not happy with how communication goes. And this is pretty much it's a suboptimal time, I would say, for those of you who are 62 and older. I know lots of you have tried to figure this out. Maybe you've contacted your congressperson. When I contract my congressperson, all she does is blame Trump for everything. And how does that fix anything? It doesn't fix a damn thing. So anyway, something to think about and try to work on so that you're not confused and you're getting the benefits that you kicked in for. Food for thought here on Good Day, 18 after the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had to talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's make it 23 after the hour now on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The focus here on social media and things that are trending, there's a lot of material that is floating around about Bruce Willis and what's going on with him after his dementia diagnosis. So his wife has a request, and we'll talk about what Emma Herning Willis has asked to be done right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Jay, the wife of Bruce Willis taking to Instagram to please to the photographers, the paparazzi, to leave him alone.
Yeah, and she even acknowledges, like, this is your job, I get that, but give him some space. And even points out anyone who is out there looking or caring for somebody with dementia can know how difficult and stressful it can be just navigating going out and doing something like getting a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And everybody is just trying to get these exclusives of her husband out and about, and she's like, just keep your space. And I know you mean well with the woo-hooing and the...
I'm not sure that they all do mean well. I'm not sure.
In the sense of the ones who are asking how he's doing, with the the ones just trying to get photos, but the ones who are like shouting the woo-hoo for him, yeah, and the gippy
high-yays
and trying they probably do have a part that mean well in those sense, but just give them the space. It's not helpful what they're doing, and allow for family member, whoever's with him that day, to help him get from point A to point B safely. And also points out that there needs to be so much more education about dementia because
absolutely.
Paparazzi has not been around forever. I know what, in Italy, it kind of got a little aggressive in the 50s with certain celebrities. And then you had the 97 car crash that killed Diana, Princess Diana, when she was escaping paparazzi. And they seem to really get aggressive in the early aughts, I want to say.
Well, they should be put in their place. They ought to, the people who are so persistent, you sue them. That's what you do.
Exactly.
Put them in their place.
Well, and with Bruce Willis, when dementia, he probably has times where he may not even understand why people are following him.
Mm-hmm.
And that would get, that would just be so, so
he's at the point he doesn't understand anything, Jay. He doesn't understand anything. So I'm going, I know they were, they don't live in Santa Monica. I think they live in Pacific Palisades, but they were just out to run to the coffee shop in Santa Monica to get a cup of coffee. And there were a bunch of people all over the place. I know this little coffee shop that he went to. A lot of people like to frequent this this particular place. It's downtown near the Third Avenue Promenade. And that's a place where a lot of people congregate. So they're going to see him there. Maybe the other side of this is don't bring him to places, although, you know, there ought to be freedom for him to do what he wants or what they want.
Well, he may not understand at times, and that's where he wants to go.
Yeah, that could be. But if you take him to places where there are not a lot of people, then maybe. But he needs to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Who have this,
and that's,
they,
and that's the
yeah.
thing. And with dementia, you can come and go. You can go to different time spans of your life,
mm-hmm.
but still be relatively there.
Yeah. I feel badly for his family, his daughters, his children,
yeah.
and those who are close to him. And I do certainly, obviously, feel badly for him. Other people, it's a great lesson, frankly, in how people who have this are dealing with it. It's pretty tough to cope with. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two South Carolina families have identified the four U.S. citizens who were assaulted and kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico on Friday in what U.S. officials say was a case of mistaken identity. The incident highlights the ongoing violence in some Mexican cities. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says the cartels now run Mexico and the government has lost control.
Well, they are terrorists. I think there's another hostage, and that's the Mexican government, pretty close at this stage to a failed narco state. They can use violence and oceans of cash to corrupt the government. The government has no will, and it doesn't have the ability to deal with the cartels.
Ukraine has demanded the International Criminal Court, or ICC, investigate grisly footage circulating on social media, allegedly showing Russian forces killing a Ukrainian prisoner of war with a series of blasts from assault weapons. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. No shortcuts to reality here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Tuesday, the 7th of March, at your service and on your side, unless you are somebody who likes to argue about things. If you're an arguer just for the sake of arguing, then I'm not going to want to spend much time with you. I think
arguing.
Yeah, no. It's one of these things. It is dependent on your experience, no question about it. There's an emotional trigger that begins when you start to argue, and this is why we have the emotions that we do in our country today, because of the people arguing about usually nonsense. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat. I'm white, you're black. You name it. And that's not the way to figure things out. I was actually put off. There's a conversation going around that was started, I think, by Oprah Winfrey, who is complaining about the number of black actors and black involvement in Hollywood's coming and going, the Oscars, and the fact that more whites than blacks got nominated for this, that, or the other thing. And I'm actually, whether this sets well with people or it doesn't set well, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the finger-pointing, the I'm right, you're wrong. Oprah maybe has lots of credibility, and I've always liked most of the things that she's done. I don't have to like everything, and I don't like her or not like her because of the color of her skin. I think I'm very favorably impressed by her ability to have done something with her career that a lot of other people didn't. Just because she had spunk, she had fight, she had the ability to keep to think about herself as a winner. So when she first got started in Baltimore, she had an opportunity. Baltimore was a very black city, so she was, and she was well qualified, but she got a job on People Are Talking, which is a locally produced, used to be on all the time, on the Westinghouse stations. There aren't Westinghouse stations anymore, but there was one in Baltimore, and so she got a job after she had did some reporting and stuff. And so from there, she got a job doing a local talk program in Chicago, and she got the attention of the King brothers, who were in Chicago. They were producers of a lot of daytime television programs, game shows, that sort of thing. So they hired her. They said, would you like to do a nationally syndicated talk program? She was, I think, in her late 20s at the time. And she said, sure. And they said, well, we can't really pay you because we don't really know what's going to happen. We'll pay you minimum, whatever the union minimums are, but you can get started. And so she said, okay, don't pay me, pay me the minimum and then give me ownership, partial ownership of the program. And so she negotiated at that age, pretty smart, she negotiated a place, a way for her to get a large piece of the ownership of the program, and the program became extraordinarily popular. She became very wealthy and wrote her own ticket. So that's her, through her initiative. The reason I'm telling you the story is because of all the people who ought to understand how it works, she does understand how it works, and she has made it work for her. It had not to do with her color. It had to do with her talent and her ability to do a good program and to take all of that stuff. And because she was a good businesswoman, she created this huge empire around herself. Today she's worth $2.5-3 billion. And she deserves every penny of it because she worked at it. And I think what happens here is that there is some of her, if you'll pardon the pun, some of her attitudes are colored by the fact that she did it and she thinks maybe everybody else, yeah, she knows better that everybody didn't have the same talent. But to expect that you're going to have the X number of black actors and X number of shows, all you have to do is look at television today and see, and the news media, how many more black people there are doing the news, doing the weather, doing the sports. And if you look at it that way, in acting and the television shows and movies and you're looking at advertisements, commercials and stuff, way more, like 50% of everything, has maybe it's 40, 50%, but whatever it is, it's a huge improvement over what things were like 4, 5, 6 years ago. When did Black Lives Matter start? How long is that? Is that 10 years? How many years, Jay? Do you know? I'm not really on my mind.
No, and it seems like there's two different versions of Black Lives Matter, too.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. So as you listen to the moaning and groaning of people who think that they ought to be treated better, or they try to influence things, or some people who are, more on the politically correct side of things, if that's even a thing, I think you get things, you have opportunity. It is very true that almost forever, certainly in the modern history of the world, and our country is a perfect example of it, not perfect, but it is a good example or a bad example, however you want to look at it, of how blacks have been treated and how people have been held back because of their color. Absolutely. Positively. Does it still exist? Sure it does. Will it always exist? Sure. It will, because that seems to be an ugly part of human nature. But to keep whining and complaining that you don't have enough of this and you don't have enough of that, maybe the people will listen to somebody like Oprah, who is the one who's moving it forward this week. I just think that there is, you teach people how to take advantage of opportunities that are theirs and not keep whammering away at the progress or lack thereof. A lot of progress has been made. Maybe there still needs to be more, but you don't get it by whining about it. Or maybe you do. Maybe that's Black Lives Matter may be just a big whine fest. Although I think that there are...
I wouldn't go there now.
Well, I don't think... I'm not going there. I'm just telling you that there are a lot of people who think that's what it is. I don't happen to think. I think there is a... It's disgusting, actually. It's shameful how we separate. How many times have you heard me talk about this, Jay? When we look at color first, or we look at all kinds of other things, religion, we look at size, we look at whatever, but there's anything. If they're different than you, then they're no good. Why do you think that way? Why do you have that insecurity about you that makes you think that either you're better because fill in the blank? Oh. And you aren't.
Why indeed? Exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, whenever we are celebrating a first of something, where it is, somebody is the first to do something, that's still exciting and that still should be celebrated.
Well, yeah, to a point. I just think
especially when it comes to people who have been marginalized for so long.
Yeah. All right, I want to go back to that Mexican thing for a minute, because if you were listening to the first half hour of this program today, in this hour, if you haven't heard this story, gooddayshow.com, you can hear a loop of the program all day, the whole program all day, every day, and go back and listen to this. But the four kidnapped Americans actually went to Mexico, apparently, to buy medicine. Did you know that, Jay? These folks that were abducted by the gunmen after crossing the border from Texas, they were, and during this attack,
they couldn't get.
Well, they can get it cheaper in Mexico. You can get drugs that are available here. This is back to the damn drug culture that we have. You can go to Canada and get your drugs a lot cheaper than you can buy them here. You can go to Mexico and get them cheaper. You can do a lot of offshore stuff. But in this circumstance, the four Americans went down, and there was a confrontation between several different groups. And that's when the woman, the Mexican woman, was killed in the attack. They were in Mexico in a minivan that had North Carolina plates. That much is known. They went across from Brownsville, Texas. Those of you listening down there, you've probably had this all over the news. It's been the number one story. The FBI sent down a lot of their agents from the San Antonio division to go across. They've gone across the border, working with Mexican authorities. They found this white van with the North Carolina plates on it. These people were obviously taken into another vehicle. And so again, what are they doing, and why are they doing it? I guess is the question. I can imagine people just stumbling into something, right? This video. Of the
You're taking a drive somewhere, and your car breaks down, and all of a sudden you could be a victim of something.
Yeah, you could be. Yeah, but there is video footage as the vehicle passes through. This is again like a television show where they bring up on the FBI. They can bring up cameras, and they can bring up the whatever. There's cameras everywhere. It's a reminder that there are cameras everywhere. And so you can follow the white minivan as it goes across the U.S.-Mexican border. Here's a lady named Monica who writes, I am an American Mexican. I was born and raised in Houston. 54 years old. The last time I crossed the border was in 1985 when I was 17 and still living with my parents. My family and I would go visit family across from Eagle Pass, cross over the border into Piedra, is it Piedra Negra? That's right across from Brownsville. Anyway, so I think that's it. She's just telling a story about the fact that a lot of Mexicans who are here don't want to go back to Mexico. under any circumstances because they know how dangerous it is. Somebody has put up a $50,000 reward, I'm not sure where that's coming from, for information on the return of these people. Anyway, there are people who have written in. A guy named Bobby says, I just retired. I want to spend 3 or 4 months out of the year down in Playa, which is south of Cancun. I've been there and all over the Yucatan Peninsula. Never felt scared or threatened. That's a response to what I said about a half hour ago about not wanting to go down there. Jennifer and I have talked about this a lot, going to places in the Yucatan that are like Cabo and those places. There are better places to go. It wouldn't be my choice, but I understand a lot of people go there and enjoy it. And so, you know, this is going to put a damper on tourism. You can be sure of that down there, right? Completely put a, hello. Okay.
It
well,
really is. It's like what else
thought.
Can I say?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right. All right, so here we are this week thinking about springing forward. Daylight savings time this weekend. Will, is the question, this be the last time we spring forward? So this is something that happens every time we spring. We go backwards and forwards. Somebody, some group of representatives, congressional folks, put together their installment, this year's installment of how do we fix this? There's two ways of fixing it. No, there's three ways. You can go forward and make it permanent. You can be permanent at real time, or you can do nothing. Well, of course, most of the people in Congress opt for doing nothing when it comes to anything. So here we have a nation, they're all ready to adjust. We want to adjust, we don't want to, but we're going to.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I feel like we won't find out until fall.
Yeah, exactly. So around and around it goes, and again, where it stops, nobody knows. I know it's 48 after the hour, and I'll stop right now.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had to talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
53 after the hour, it's food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program as we celebrate National Cereal Day today, Jay. Nobody alive who doesn't know about a bowl of cereal. As a matter of fact, interesting and conversationally, Jay and I were just talking and James about this new Bear Naked granola that you are eating. She said it's good because it's gluten-free.
The option I enjoy, yeah. Not all of them are, but they do have some. And they have grain-free, high-protein, different ones. My problem with cereal is it gets too soggy too quick.
Yes,
but
you're right
with
about
granola,
that, yeah.
That doesn't
not
happen.
Not so much, right? Yeah, I love to have cereal. I've had cereal all my life, but most of them now are gluten-y, and so I don't eat them. But I love to have a bowl of cereal, milk, and it's really a great way to start the day. And it's a party in your mouth if there is something really good that you enjoy. So fiber, sugar, raisins, sugar, Lucky Charms, sugar. They're always
sugar. But the marshmallows.
Yeah, right, exactly. Snap, crackle, and pop. How many of them? Do they still have those sugar pops? Are those still around?
Rice Krispies? Mm-hmm.
No. Sugar. There was a corn cereal called Sugar Pops. It used to be. Or it was a Kellogg cereal. I wonder if it's still around. Something for you to Google while you're listening. Yeah. All right, cereal goes back to 1877. It was an accident. A fellow named John Harvey Kellogg, and Will Keith Kellogg, they're in Battle Creek, Michigan. They're experimenting with boiled wheat. Of course, lots of brothers do that, right? They left a batch out overnight, and they came back in the next day, and they found it was stale. They tried to do that with corn, and they created Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's what we have. That's how that started. Fast forward to 1939. Sweetened cereal was born with the Ranger Joe popped wheat honey showing up in grocery stores. And there were lots of ads to show children how great this cereal was. You can have it if you like sugar. You love a lot of stuff like Lucky Charms. That hit the shelves in 1964. And 1984, Mr. T had his own cereal, licensed ready-to-eat cereal manufactured by the Quaker Oats Company. I pity the fool who didn't have it.
Okay. And then you always had the athletes on their Wheaties and like eating Wheaties, and you can be super athletic too. And then to answer your question, sugar pops, it was changed to corn pops.
Oh, corn pops.
It was sugar corn pops, then later sugar pops, and then they were like, you know what, let's do corn pops.
Let's do corn pops, but it's still sugar-coated though, right?
It's still around. Oh, I have no idea. I don't eat it. But corn pops is the name.
Recall of the day, the honor goes to Daiso, California, recalling, let's see, look at this list here.
Quite
good heavens.
Things.
Wow. These prepackaged, these are all snacks sold in stores around California and Washington, West Coast. Actually, no, there's some in the Northeast as well, New York, New Jersey, New England. No reported cases of allergic reaction to these products, but they're all like mini pound cake.
With undeclared allergens of fish, coconut, shea nut.
Yeah. So if you see something with the Takuma food label or Kimura food label, or there are all kinds of, I would say these are, this is, looks like a Japanese company, right? Daiso. This is a confectionery
company. They have stores, or packaged snacks are sold to stores in California, Washington, Nevada, Texas, New York, and New Jersey.
Yeah.
So not national, not fully national, but enough places to keep an eye.
Close enough. Right. Okay. Toblerone. How many people like these candies? Toblerone. I don't know how to pronounce it, but they're. My daughter introduced me to these a number of years ago, chocolate fellow that I am. Now I like them just a little bit. They're just tasty enough, and they have just a little bit of nuts in them. Their packaging, they come with, I don't know, how would you describe that? You can cut them because they're a little, there's little spaces in between.
Thing. Yeah, but then you can cut them out, and they're these triangles.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're changing the way they make these to comply with new laws. And they're made in Switzerland. They have to drop their Matterhorn logo because of the rules there. Does that mean they're going to change the way the bar looks? I mean, the wrapper is going to be different.
Yeah, it's, going, it's only going to be missing different? The Matterhorn. Everything else will be the same.
Okay, so it all stays the same.
Yeah.
So you look for that. Yeah, okay. So anything, is there? What is there about Swiss chocolate that people like so much?
I have no idea, but it's legit. Like,
yeah,
Swiss
it
chocolate is worth the hype.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, look for Toblerone. It's an interesting heritage for sure, but the bottom line is it's yummy. So they sell about 90 million of these bars a year. You know, some of it has to be good. Jay and Doug here, 59 after on Good Day.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.